here's the deal. You can have a piece of chocolate, but you have to come up, you have to sit down, and you have to answer a few questions for our children's story, and you can't eat the chocolate till I say so. So, now that you understand that, if you'd like to come up and have a piece of chocolate and listen to a story, I'm going to invite any of the kids or teenagers to come up. No, you got to find a seat first. Find a seat, Tabby. Yeah, a few more coming still. I can tell you guys are growing up to be good Baptists. I mean, there's a perfectly good seat in the front row, and here they are in the back already. You may take one piece of chocolate, okay? Just one of them. Just one piece of chocolate. Don't eat it yet. Can you all hold up your piece of chocolate? How is it that you ended up with the largest piece of chocolate? Well, between you and Jane, why do you think you might take the picture? You're hungry. Hey, there's a good one. Okay, don't eat it yet. Hannah, you have got a very nice chair. Why do you say that? Why do you think that people sometimes... You guys, how many of you go to school? You have recess still? I know you guys, some of you don't. When they ring the bell for recess, do you still have to line up to go into the school? Yeah? Why do you think people cut in those lines going into the school? What do you think, Hannah? Because they want to be first. Why do you think they want to be first? Right? They might be too cold. It might be, yeah, that's a good reason. Or it might be a real hot day, and nowadays they air-conditioned schools, so it's a good reason to get inside. Some of them. I hear some teachers laughing. You know, sometimes when your parents are driving on the road, the car is cut in. Some of you, can you get your driver's license yet? Good thing. But Judith does, and sometimes when you're driving down the road, car is cut right in. Maybe you've not had the experience yet. You're going down the highway, and everybody's slowed right down, and suddenly there comes one guy right down the shoulder, right to the end of the entry line, and they want to cut in. Why do you think they do that? Somebody other than him. Surely some, okay, William. Okay, they maybe have to go to a place. Now here's a question. They have to go to a place, but doesn't everybody else? I want to tell you guys a little story, okay? We're going to tell a story, and then you can ask a few questions. But it's a story, kind of like a story that Jesus told once. And it's a story of a birthday party. This great big birthday party that's happening, and the person having the birthday has a beautiful cake. Not just a little tiny cake, but it's one of these cakes that's all stacked up. It's got candles all over. It's got candy sticking out. It's a money cake. It's got pieces of money inside it, you know, the Buster teeth and all those great things. But when you get there, you discover they've kind of set up the chairs so that some of the chairs are right up close to the birthday cake, and then some of the chairs kind of move off back towards the back of the room, and they're not so close to the birthday cake. Which chair do you think you would like to sit in the most? Which chair would you most like to sit in? The front chair? How many people would like to sit close to that birthday cake, filled up with money, covered in candles? Yeah, look. Even the ones in the back row, they know they're walking into a trap, but they know where they want to sit. Well, this is what happened. Somebody showed up to the birthday party and they looked around and they said, oh, look at that birthday cake. And they walked right up and sat down in the front chair. And as they were waiting, everybody else came and sat down in the chairs until there was only one chair left way back at the back. And then the person having to the birthday party came in and looked around as if somebody wasn't there. And they came up to the first person in the first chair and said, I'm sorry, but my very best friend, who's coming from a long ways away, has just arrived, and I was saving this seat for him. Now, what does that mean? You have to get up, and where do you have to go? All the way to the very back chair, and everybody's watching. But here's another story. Another person came, and they looked around, and they saw all these chairs. And they thought to themselves, well, I better leave those tough chairs for somebody else. And so they went, and they sat down, maybe not in the very last chair, but in one of the chairs far away from the cake. And then the person having the birthday kind of came in and looked beside them there and said, oh, what are you doing way back here? You're such a good friend. I'd like you to come and sit closer. And he moves him all the way up. Now, how are you going to feel if the birthday party host comes to you and says in front of everybody else, why don't you come up and take this really good chair by the seat? Let me pretty good see this, isn't it? Now, Jesus told that story. I want the end of it. It comes from Luke chapter 14. Did you eat it already, Micah? This is what Jesus says. Luke chapter 14, verse 11 says, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. If you guys just want to stay there for a second, we're going to sing a song, and then you're going to get to go off to junior church. The confrontation seemed to get stronger and stronger, but Jesus has never given up. We might ask ourselves the question, why in the world would Jesus sit down with the Pharisees after what happened last time or the time before that? But Jesus is still holding out a glimmer of hope that they might see their error